Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches BaMetzia. We are up to Parak Ches Mishnah Zayin. So says the Mishnah, Hamaskir Bayis Chaveru, if someone rents a house to his friend, Hamaskir Chayv Badelas, Ba Neger Uva Manol. The Maskir, meaning the one who owns the house, has to make sure the house has a door, that it has a bolt that keeps the door locked from the inside, and a lock to lock the door from the outside. Ubekal Dov Shemaisa Uman, anything else that you need, someone who's a skilled person to build, to fix, Aval Dov She'inu Maisa Uman, but anything that doesn't require a skilled professional, Hasocher Osehu. Then the person who's renting the house, he's the one that's responsible for doing it, for fixing it, for making it. So, Zevel Shalbal Habayis, whatever fertilizer, manure, is left behind by animals, belongs to the guy who owns the house, not the guy who rents the house. Because when you rent a house, you're only renting the house, you're not renting the chatzar as well. And the Zevel, hopefully, is in the chatzar, it's not in the house. So that remains in the ownership of the Balabayis. Ve'en l'socher l'yotzim min hatanur min hakirayim bilvad. The socher only has the rights to the stuff that comes out of the oven and the stove, because usually that goes along with renting a house. Meaning ovens and stoves were kept in their chatzar, right? They had very tiny houses, but because most of the stuff that they did, based on the climates that they lived in the Middle East, was outdoors, and therefore the baking and the cooking and all that stuff was outdoors. That was all happening outside. So part of renting a house is the right to use the Tanur V'Kirayim, and therefore if you had use for the ashes of the Tanur V'Kirayim, you could use it for fertilizer or anything else that you may need it for. So that belongs to the socher, not to the maskir. Mishnah Ches Hamaskir Bayis Chaveru L'Shana. If a person rents a house for a year, and that's the terms of the lease, Nis Abra Hashana. So if the year becomes a leap year, meaning they add a second Chodesh Ador, a 13th month, Nisabel Socher. So then the Socher gets an extra month because that's the year. Hiskalol Chodashim. But if you rent it by the month, Nisabel Hashanah, Nisabel Maskir. Then if there's a 13th month added to the year, so it's month by month basis, so the guy's gonna have to pay 13 months worth of rent. Or if the deal was the lease is a 12 month lease agreement, you chuck him after 12 months. Ma'aseh B'tzipori Be'echad Shesachar Merchat. Mechavero, once happened in the town of Tzipori, that a person rented a merchatz from his friend, that it was for 12 months, 12 zahav for the year, and one dinar of zahav for each month. So, and then it became a leap year. So which one is the agreement that we're actually following? Is it the one a month, or is it 12 for the year? Because now there's a discrepancy, because there are 13 months in the year. And they said, Yachluku es Chodesh Ibor. And they came to two of the Gedolei Tanaim, and they said, you just have to split it. You split the Chodesh Ibor, because I guess it's Mamna Mutl B'Safek, and Mamna Mutl B'Safek is Cholkin. So let's review what we learned today. We learned Mishnayis Zayin and Ches. So in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a person rents a house to somebody else, it's the Maskir's job to provide a door and a lock from the inside and a lock from the outside, and anything that you would need to hire a carpenter or some skilled professional to make or to fix. But that which does not require a skilled professional, the socher himself is responsible for. The zevel, the manure in the courtyard, belongs to the balabayas. But the ashes from the oven and the stove belong to the socher. Then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you rent a house for a year and then there's an extra month added to the year, so the socher gets a free month. So you can't ever say there's nothing free in life. The socher gets a free month. But if you rent it by the month, so then you still pay the monthly fee for each and every month. If you used both lashonos, 12 dinar zahav for the year, one dinar zahav for each month, so the Gedolei HaTanaim said that you should split the cost of that 13 month. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Ches Mishnah Tes.